Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
It's boobies!
Big, big boobies. Well, you got a big boobie.
Take care of those boobies now.
Hey, was it this week or last week? Time flies.
Last week, I think, yeah.
Last week, we were talking about a specialist that came out and said that you should replace your bras every 6 months to stop the sag. I guess, they may give a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But Kaz, our producer, was not impressed with this information because you had another theory to stop sag.
Yeah, and I've been running with it for a while, so I'll be concerned if it doesn't work. I had the theory that if you don't wear a bra, it trains your muscles around your boobs to hold themselves up.
And what was your evidence that this was working?
Well, I can show you.
Wow, that just... I was like, make eye contact.
No, but producer Candy and yourself, Abby, disagreed and said you have to wear a bra, especially if you've got bigger boobs, all the time because it'll stretch them and make them sag.
No, I was just saying I don't think it matters. Once you get old and you breastfeed, I don't think anything can stop the sag.
Well, if you're
small-breasted, yeah, then of course you're not going to have as much gravity pulling it down. But if you're large-breasted with age and genetics and all that, then they sag.
I'm going to put my hand up and say I don't have much knowledge in this area at all.
Look, I've done extensive research. Well, not extensive.
So we found a... I believe that we have found a specialist.
Plastic surgeon, yeah.
Yes. 90% of our listeners, by the way, agree with you, Kaz.
Awesome.
So on Facebook and on the phones, people were agreeing with Kaz.
Mm.
But let's go to our specialist right now.
Dr. Paul Belt, good morning.
Good morning, Staff, Abby and Matt. I'm afraid that 90% of your listeners and Kaz, you're incorrect, and I agree with you, Abby.
Oh.
The reason for that is the main supporting structure of the breasts are actually what's called Cooper's ligaments.
Oh, yeah.
And they're basically fibrocollagenous septae, like an internal scaffold, and they run from the chest wall to the skin. So they connect from the collarbone, the sheet of fibrous tissue over the muscles, and like guy ripes, they go through the substance of the breast and attach to the skin. And they're the main supporting structure that gives the breast its structural integrity and help maintain the shape of the breast. Now, if they're stretched, then they will lose their strength. And that can be from, you know, weight gain, weight loss, hormonal changes, breastfeeding. And once they've actually lost the strength, then it will cause the breast to sag.
Right.
And then subsequently, when they've lost their strength, then tension is transferred to the skin. And then the dermis of the skin then stretches, and that's when you get stretch marks. So the most important thing is that the breast is supported using a well-fitted support bra, particularly against the effects of gravity.
Uh-huh.
And also against trauma in the form of bouncing. So it's very important when you're doing sporting activities.
Yep.
That you support the breasts properly.
See, I found that we had a little bit of an issue with our experiment where it is hard to compare a 21-year-old size A cup to a 45-year-old D cup. Like, it seems like it would be very different depending on the weight of the breast.
No, absolutely. I mean, obviously, the bigger the weight, the more pressure that particular breast has and the more influence that gravity will have. You've only got to look at the remote tribeswomen around the world to see the long-term effects of not wearing an appropriate sports bra. But again, your weight, your smoking habitus, your pregnancies, lactation, all of these things will have an influence. And obviously, unfortunately, as you do age, then all of your tissues do lose their integrity and strength. So a 45-year-old is going to behave differently to a 25-year-old, particularly with, you know, changes in, you know, pregnancy, breastfeeding, and all those other factors. So it's more important that those people who do have a larger breast, and by that I mean probably anything over a C cup, it's more critical that they do support the breast in an appropriate fitting support bra, particularly when doing exercise.
So support your breasts. And I, for one, am a huge supporter of breasts.
Thank you, Stav.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Is that going to change your habits, Kaz?
Well, the lingerie store that I shop at has got an amazing array of push-up bras that are very deceiving. So if anyone wants a number, 131060.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Paul.
Thank you.
Good on you, mate. You can see him in the valley if you want. It's Stav, Abby and Matt.
Hit 105.